Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I just want to start this segment off with don't panic. Just sit tight. This is only a problem in China, not the United States. Have you heard about this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Are you sitting? Are you relaxed?
In here, you got to always be on your guard. Why? What? What? China? What?
The fast food chain KFC is engulfed in a crisis. Oh, it's in the United Kingdom, not China. I'm sorry. In the UK. Where about two-thirds of the restaurants are temporarily closed.
Is it the UK?
It's the UK, not China. I'm sorry. UK.
But I mean, Great Britain?
Well, we talked about this yesterday. What is the UK? Because in the Olympics, Great Britain is where it says Great Britain.
Right. And I asked our listener, Simon, about that, but he sort of told me, you know, what he referred me to some Wikipedia articles and I read through them, but I still understand why.
Still cloudy?
I just want to know why did people who referred to their country as United Kingdom suddenly refer to it as Great Britain, which is what the Olympic teams are doing?
And I'm still confused by the athlete in the Olympics that was from Belfast.
Well, that's Northern Ireland, which is part of Great Britain.
But it said Belfast, Great Britain.
Northern Ireland's like...
Say anything about Ireland.
I know. It's like
nothing.
It's like one of the states of Great Britain.
Still confusing.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start again. Ready? Again, do not panic. This does not affect you. I won't say it doesn't affect anybody within the sound of my voice because Simon may be listening and this may affect him. Fast food chain KFC is engulfed in a crisis in the UK, where about two-thirds of the restaurants are temporarily closed amid delivery challenges. There's not a chicken shortage. It's a delivery problem.
The delivery?
Yes. Yeah, right.
That's, KFC delivers and...
No, they can't get chicken to the stores.
Oh.
Yeah. The cause? A chicken shortage. The chicken... Here's what KFC said. That said, the chicken crossed the road, just not to our restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. Problem in the UK and Ireland, It says here. So there brings the Ireland thing back into the conversation. That's what they tweeted. We brought a new delivery partner on board, but they've had a couple of... teething problems. Getting chicken out to 900 restaurants across the country is pretty complex. Chain promised not to compromise on quality. So no deliveries has meant some of the restaurants are closed and others are operating on a limited menu and shortened hours. The brand has 900 locations in the UK. About 300 are open. We're open on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they can't get, not there's not a problem with, they have enough chicken. It's the deliveries that aren't getting there.
They can't just load them in a truck and get them to where they need to go. Really? And then these are all British chickens. Just got to get them from the farms to the, are they imported chickens?
See, now I may sound stupider. I would think that they just raise their own chickens there, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what it's like trying to ship a chicken. Frozen
chickens are, I mean, there's chicken is, it's almost like the universal animal.
Kind of.
I mean, if
we're not talking about,
you can raise chickens just about, they have chickens in Alaska and, the Otsley and Otts and Jules family. Which show is that called? The Last Frontier? Is that Alaska, The Last Frontier?
I think you're right. I don't know. I don't want to commit to anything.
And they have them, you know, in equatorial countries, you know.
Okay.
And you always see crates of them being hit in car chases in those.
The Browns had them up in Browntown.
Yeah. You know, so chickens, I mean, you can raise chickens just about any place, right?
Okay, 900 stores.
I just
stores.
Saw Dirty Jobs where Mike Rowe was, you know, at the chicken farm.
I saw that one not long ago. Yeah. Where the truck pulled away while they were putting chicken poop on it. And it's like, why'd you move the truck? And there was a mix-up between the camera guy and the truck driver or something. Yeah. So they were just pumping chicken crap onto the ground. The situation was not expected to affect the U.S.
Okay.
They don't like the sound of that. Not expected to affect the U.S., so it could affect the U.S. The exact cause of delivery problems was not immediately clear, but the U.K.'s Guardian publication reported that KFC blamed the episode on delivery service DHL. Blah, blah, blah. Not much more to report. But, yeah, a third of their restaurants are closed or operating on a limited menu or short hours.
Chicken somewhere.
Yeah.
There's 19 billion chickens in the world as of 2011, by the way.
How many
Just
do we eat a day?
How many there would be if we didn't eat eggs or chickens?
19 billion, so that means that's 38 billion wings. Right.
And I've had half of those.
The wing is so brilliant because it's meat however you want it to taste. What do you want it to taste like? We'll just put a different sauce on it. Mm-hmm. No big deal. We'll just sauce it up whatever way you like.
Do you ever order just plain wings?
No. Mm-hmm.
Just cook me some chicken meat.
Mm-hmm. Why would I?
I think the lowest I've gone is just mild. Mild is fine.
Yeah, that's about it. Mild's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope, don't want anything on it.
I don't need to race up the Scoville meter on these things.
Yeah.
I don't need to sweat while I'm eating a chicken wing. I just want to relax, eat a chicken wing, stick celery here and there.
I wonder what species of wing is, you know. What am I eating?
Oh,
chickens are diverse.
Right. Like
dogs, there's all kinds of different chicken species.
Yeah, what chicken has the meatiest wings?
Right. Am I eating a Rhode Island red or a, you know.
It's a good question. Yeah. Google that. What chicken has the meatiest wings? And when did, you know, you've talked about this forever. When did we in this country get the whole sauce thing mixed up? The dip, the ranch or the blue cheese dip came for your celery sticks and right. your carrot sticks to right. dip them in to cool your palate in between chicken wings. That was never meant to be dipped in, have your wing dipped in it.
No.
That has sauce on it. That has flavor already. That was never meant to happen. Somehow somebody went, well, I guess I'll dip my wing in it. No,
probably.
That's...
probably a teenager.
Don't count on it.
I think it was.
There's a lot of guys sitting at bars.
I used to like to dip my french fries in my chocolate shake. Chocolate and salty kind of go together. It's America. It's what we do. But it went from just being something that was done at the table to being like officially sanctioned by the restaurant, which is kind of odd.
I was talking to somebody significantly younger than myself the other day, and we were talking about, you know, well, at least when I was a kid, we had ketchup. That saved a lot of stuff, you know, whatever. You could always drown it in ketchup. And they said, or barbecue sauce. And I said, not when I was a kid. And they went, what? We didn't have barbecue sauce. The squeeze bottles around when I was a kid. I mean, open pit was a delicacy that was used in the summer on the grill.
Right. You got one bottle this summer.
Yes,
and
right.
Use it sparingly.
Right. You got
it's like A1 sauce. You couldn't have that. That's
right.
Expensive.
Right.
What's with this Worcestershire crap?
They
like
were
something different.
They were stunned when I said, "We didn't have, what? No, we didn't have barbecue sauce. No, like, that didn't come around until I was." An adult, way into my adulthood, where different barbecue sauces, right? Because open pit was like,
and there was open pit hickory,
right?
And those were about the two kinds.
And it came
have.
In that big hard glass bottle,
yeah.
You know,
right next to the high C can that was like number 10 aluminum or steel or something,
right?
All right, your Cornish cross is a good meat chicken.
Because I want to ask the waitress next time I'm there. So are these Cornish cross?
Yeah. What? Yeah. You're going to get what you're going to get with that? That's what you're going to get. Those look like a standard chicken. They're white with a little red comb. Or the Jersey Giant. That should have a lot of meat on it. It's a giant.
Is there any place that lists what the most common chicken wing is, or is it just chicken wing?
No, I don't know.
Because there's got to be scrawnier chicken wings, right? And bigger chicken wings? There just has to be with different breeds.
Well, they're all kinds of different shapes if you look at them. Some are like...
What chicken is best for the breast? Like if you're buying chicken breasts, which ones are the most meaty?
Here, look at this chicken here. That's just a standard-looking chicken, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, nothing unusual about it. That's a chicken. Yeah.
It's a that, breeze or
if
a
I was going to draw a chicken, it would look almost exactly right. like that. But when we were looking at that chicken chart, Carrie wanted one of all of them because she thought they all look cool.
Sure. You can have the big feathers sticking off them or they look fluffy or furry.
Mm-hmm.
The Orpington. Yeah. Little yellow chicken.
Do we have a hypoallergenic chicken? You know, like a doodle?
I think, except for the color here, look at the leghorn. Mm-hmm. That's a typical look.
Got a nice, nice comb on its head.
That's what I would.
That's what you would draw if you were drawing a chicken.
Except I don't think I'd color it. It's a meaty chicken, the brown leghorn. There you go. But there's.
That one looks like a turkey. That looks like a turkey chicken right there, doesn't it? With that big, long, stupid
called
neck.
Called a turkin.
Whoa, there you go. Hey, nailed it. More of a chicken expert than
just,
I thought.
They're not half of one another. They're just bred to look that way.
Do you have any wings on the hill while you were there, Rock?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
Okay.
I did have chicken while I was up there.
Yeah?
A chicken and ribs meal.
Dark meat or white meat?
Both.
Oh, really?
What'd that come
one,
with?
One breast and one wing.
What did that come with this, your sides?
Mashed potatoes.
Gravy?
Yes.
Man, that is just your standard issue army meal right there.
Oh, it was delicious. Ribs?
Why do you call it that?
It's just that a half a rack of ribs with that?
It's just so right. It could be 1920.
Chicken and mashed potatoes?
That you were served that. Yeah.
That's all right, though.
That's what you order when you're up north, Bob. Not the what did you order? The
fruit
salad
plate
fruit
or,
plate? Yeah.
What a wussy.
That was not at a ski hill. Was it
no,
a pancake house?
It was at a lumberjack place.
Lumberjack pancake house in Hayward.
Stupid.
I was watching my weight.
Watching your weight at the lumberjack breakfast place.